Listeners, you've heard the saying, April showers bring May flowers. Well, the same can be said about co-parenting. If navigating the beginning of the year has been difficult due to an ex's alcohol abuse, I have the perfect solution, SoberLink. SoberLink is more than a portable alcohol monitoring tool. It's a pathway to new beginnings and stronger, healthier family dynamics. How it works is simple. Your co-parent will test at scheduled times. It has built-in facial recognition, which confirms their identity. There are tamper sensors that flag any attempts to cheat, and results get sent instantly to your phone, giving you peace of mind that your kids are with a sober parent. Honestly, when it comes to child safety in custody and alcohol cases, there is no system that I recommend more. So lay the groundwork for brighter days ahead and visit SoberLink.com/Susan to learn more and get $50 off on your device.
Coming up on today's episode of the Divorce and Beyond podcast.
Getting somebody to support you in that emotional management first can set the stage for the whole rest of the process to be a little bit more decent. The goal is that we want to save our clients, not just money, but time, money, and emotional energy.
Hello, and welcome to the Divorce and Beyond podcast. I'm Susan Guthrie, your host. As a top divorce attorney and family law mediator for 30 years, I know what you need to know to get through your divorce, and most importantly, how to move beyond it to thrive and transition to your new future. My experts and I are here to give you the insider view into the process, so listen in for the wisdom and expert information you need on your journey through divorce and beyond. Hello, and welcome to today's podcast. I'm Susan Guthrie, your host, and listeners, today we have another one of the Answering Your Top Questions episodes. Today will be Decoding Divorce Coaching, the five questions that will open your eyes. These are the five questions you send in to me most often to be answered. And so what did I do? Of course, I went to two of the top experts on divorce coaching, our friends Deborah Doak and Tracy Callahan of Divorce Coaches Academy. Hello, ladies. Thank you for coming back.
Hey.
Oh, hi. So happy to be here with you.
Yes.
I mean, who else was I going to go to answer questions about divorce coaching, right? Than the two ladies who train people to be the best divorce coaches that I know. So, and who are two of the best divorce coaches that I know. Oh. So it was an easy, easy ask. And thank you both for making the time to come back. I know you have a lot going on right now. Divorce Coaches Academy is going worldwide. You've been opening training programs in other countries. What other countries are you in right now?
Yeah, Australia, New Zealand. We're going to be launching the Arabian Gulf, Canada on the horizon. So
world domination and for divorce coaching, which I love, because as my listeners know, I always say first professional to hire is a divorce coach. The benefits that they bring and the way that they're going to get you started on your process are invaluable. And that's what you are. You're training people to do that. You are yourselves. I just want to mention so that people who maybe haven't listened to the prior episodes with you, you are both certified divorce coaches yourselves. You're mediators. Yay, thank you very much, ladies. You have that ADR perspective, which is so important. It makes me laugh because you say you're conflict resolution junkies, but I know you both. So I know that you are, and we'll let you explain what conflict resolution junkies are. And then you also, just for so everyone knows, you also have your own weekly podcast, which is not coincidentally named Divorce Coaches Academy Podcast. So
easy to really creative, yeah. Right?
Well, which is geared, I'll tell you, is geared toward divorce coaches, but has invaluable information for those who are facing divorce as well. And we'll help educate you on what a really good divorce coach knows and learns in their divorce coaching training. You touch on so many topics that are helpful to not only the divorce coaches, but to the people going through divorce. And, you know, let's dive in. What I did, I mentioned earlier, I asked you two to come on and talk about sort of these top five questions that I get as a divorce attorney, as a mediator, as a divorce podcaster all the time about divorce coaches. And I think it's because I am a huge advocate for coaching. I think that a divorce coach is something that is, when I say invaluable, I want to caveat that with there's a direct cost benefit analysis that I want people to do to having a divorce coach. And so part of what we're talking about today, and the thing I always highlight for people is, yes, a divorce coach will cost you money, but in the end, the money that saves in a variety of different ways more than makes up for itself. So what I'm always telling people, you know, when you're spending money, divorce is never free. There just is no free process for divorce. But there are smarter ways to spend that money. And a divorce coach is probably the first and most effective tool in doing that. So with your permission, how about we dive into our top five questions? How's that sound?
Awesome. Love to.
Okay. All righty.
Let's do it.
So the first one is probably the most often asked question. I already have a divorce attorney. Why would I hire a divorce coach? Or why would someone hire a divorce coach instead of a lawyer? So they're kind of two different questions. Let's start with the first one. What's the difference between a divorce coach and an attorney?
Yeah, well, I think it's really important to understand that they don't necessarily have to be either or, right? I like to talk about priority, process, timing on those, whether an attorney or a divorce coach. So let's be very clear. What's the difference between an attorney and a divorce coach? A divorce coach does not give legal advice, right? We are not in the unauthorized practice of law profession, right? Divorce coaches, although many of our certified credentialed divorce coaches are attorneys who decided they wanted to leave the litigative process and come into what we firmly stand in, is that divorce coaching is a form of alternative dispute resolution. And you talked about us as conflict resolution junkies. We're going to talk a lot about conflict resolution, right? But we are ADR professionals. So we are in the business of supporting individuals and thinking about their thinking, navigating those conflicts that prevent them from getting to where they want to go. So yes, for all intents and purposes, divorce is a legal process. You need to be legally married. You need to be legally divorced. How you get there and the means in which you do that is the difference, right? So attorneys give legal advice. We do not give legal advice. Yet we support individuals in thinking about what process might most align with their values. What is their desired outcome? What are the barriers? How are they going to get there? So all of that thinking and feeling that often leads to conflict, that escalates divorce into these big litigative processes where, yes, an attorney is going to be needed, right? So we support clients in thinking about that process, picking a process, supporting them and how it aligns with their values, sharing information. There's so much individuals need to know about the process of divorce, right? How do I do it? Most people who come to us say, I have no idea what to do next. And we often say, well, of course. How would you know what to do if you've never been divorced before? How would you know? The mistake often is that people believe that attorneys can help clients with all of these things, those big emotions. You just talked about the cost-benefit analysis, right? Well, your divorce attorney's job is not to help you in your emotional processing of this experience. We know that divorce has lots of dimensions. And the legal dimension is just one aspect, right? There's all this other stuff that's going on, and socially, emotionally, psychologically, physically for the individual as they experience this. So big difference, We don't give legal advice, yet we share legal information. We help clients think about what processes might make sense for them, their budgets, their values, what they want for their family, and the outcome of this process. So, really important distinction.
Really important, and really, I think, shows very well that it's not either or, right? That we're hitting two different fields and two different areas of what is going on in the same process. And Deborah, I'm wondering, because I mentioned, I always tell people that most often my first advice to people is go get a divorce coach and then move forward from there. And Tracy was just talking about all those emotions, that emotional state. One of the things that we know is the emotions are probably the highest at the very beginning of the divorce. So that's one of the reasons why I'm like, go get a coach when you're in that space. So why is that so important to have a divorce coach in that moment in time?
If you watched Will Smith at the Oscars, you'll understand the phrase, when emotion is high, intelligence is low. And so divorce is all about decision-making, right? It's not just it's negotiating a parenting plan and a financial settlement. It's also about, do I send that text? Should I tell this person? How should I be interacting with my kids? It is a constant barrage of decisions. And when emotion is high, when our amygdala is jacked up, our prefrontal cortex that's supposed to be doing our thinking is offline. Mm-hmm. And so getting somebody to support you in that emotional management first can set the stage for the whole rest of the process to be a little bit more decent. The goal is that we want to save our clients, not just money, but time, money, and emotional mm-hmm. energy. I don't know what the price tag is for emotional energy, but I don't know. It takes people down, oh, right? Yeah. You have told stories on the podcast. You know, I'm a faithful listener about meeting somebody at a party, telling that you all about their divorce. And it happened 10, 12, 15 years ago.
27. That lady was 27 years ago. It was so sad.
Yes. So why is processing the emotions so important? Because decision-making, and because we don't want you to drag this around like a ball and chain the rest of your life.
Yeah. Well, and you make such an important point there, Deborah. I'm going to drive it home or restate it again, because I think it's so important. When divorce is just all about decisions, right? We know that 97-ish% of divorces go to judgment with an agreement, meaning that couple somehow found a way to make decisions, right? That's what agreements are. There are two people making a decision that they can live with whatever they're agreeing to. That is a decision. And you just pointed out beautifully that divorce is just a process of constant making decisions. And when your brain is not functioning because it's offline, like you said, because of the emotional content of what you're going through, the stress hormones, they're literally turning your brain off. You cannot think clearly. Mm-hmm. So even something as simple as choosing a divorce attorney, which frankly, the type of attorney that you choose to support you is so critical to how your divorce is going to unfold. And that will then lead to how your beyond will unfold, that if you can make that decision, just even that one decision about the attorney to hire, with the support of a divorce coach who has helped you get your emotions under control, learn to manage what you're doing, right there, your divorce coach has changed the trajectory of your divorce, right?
Amen. Thank you for coming to our church today.
Hallelujah. But that is, I mean, because it's one of the biggest mistakes I see people make, that when they are emotional, and let's face it, right, ladies, the emotions you feel in the beginning of a divorce or any divorce at any time are not the happy, good feeling emotions. They're fear, they're anger, they're sadness, right? You know, all of those things. And if you are operating from a place of being driven by that kind of emotion, what kind of attorney is going to mm-hmm. appeal to you when you're angry or when you're scared? Yeah, right? You're going to go get the guy who's, I was just talking about this on another podcast, and I said, you know, I had a colleague in one of the places where I've practiced whose tagline was, when the rings come off, the gloves come on. And that guy is going to be appealing to you if you're scared or you're angry.
Right.
Right.
He is probably not going to be the guy who gets you through your divorce in a cooperative, respectful fashion that is time efficient, costs you less, and does not create a unnecessary conflictual response and process.
Right. Divorce doesn't have to wreck your mental health or your bank account. It just, it doesn't. And so I think one of the things we're talking about is, I often will use this analogy of remodeling your kitchen.
Yeah.
Right. First of all, you wouldn't start remodeling your kitchen without a plan.
Not unless you want to end up also, on HGTV in one of those like home remodel shows.
Home remodel shows. But we coaches work with clients to help them understand that they are the CEO, they are the general contractor of their divorce. And these team members that they're bringing in, attorneys, financial professionals, realtors, lenders, these are their subcontractors. But when I'm remodeling my kitchen, I don't let the electrician decide where the outlets go. I don't let the tile guy pick out my backsplash. I've hired them for specific expertise, but I'm still the decision maker.
Yeah. And when
great analogy.
Yeah. And when clients turn that decision-making process over to other people and feel they're not engaged in that process, that's where we see that resentment, right? That continuing anger and frustration with the process. So that emotional piece is so connected to conflict. So we talk a lot about in divorce coaches, conflict is inevitable in divorce, right? We like to talk about Max Lucado's quote, conflict is inevitable, but combat is optional. And that's really the distinguishment. And when there's individuals are coming off this unhealthy or unhappy or unsuccessful marriage, it's usually because there was some unresolved conflict. And now that unresolved conflict is now being escalated, right? Because of the emotions involved in that process. So we at Divorce Coaches Academy, we like to distinguish between escalating conflict and high conflict. We hear every day, somebody will come to us and say, well, I'm in a high conflict divorce. Okay, well, help me explain what's high conflict here. And usually what you'll hear is the high conflict is that other party is not agreeing to anything that they want. So therefore, right. High conflict. What we see is actually escalating conflict. Escalating conflict is those unresolved underlying issues that are preventing additional conflict, right? So when people are unprepared for this process, they've already been in all this conflict, emotions are high, it's going to lead to escalating conflict. Divorce coaches work with that individual and helping explore what those underlying interests are, as well as developing the skills to be able to effectively engage in conflict. We believe that conflict, the engagement in conflict changes on an individual level. So even if one party is showing up the way they're showing up, they're doing them, yet
you be you.
You right. And yet the client who's working with a divorce coach is working on developing those skills, emotional regulation, flexible thinking, empathetic problem solving. All of those things now are going to change the engagement in the conflict because they're going to show up prepared. They're going to show up different, which ultimately changes the entire process of the conflict. Rather than engaging in that escalation, we actually see de-escalation, which helps get that client to where they want to be, which is desired outcome. Settlement agreement, custody, parenting plan, marital settlement agreement in the most effective and efficient way, which we talk about. You just highlighted it. Deborah highlighted it. Divorce coaches save clients money and time, which is even exemplified further in that emotional energy piece, which we say is priceless.
You know, and just because I'm such a storyteller and fan of analogies, this couple has been doing the tango for 10, 15, 20 years. They have this repetitive conflict cycle that they've been stuck in. And now they're going to go to mediation or work with attorneys with the same mindset. That's going to escalate. So they've been doing the tango, but guess what? By working with a divorce coach, I can teach my client the rumba. Mm-hmm. And so it disrupts that whole pattern.
Yeah. Yeah. And people don't understand that conflict cycle, right? It's we see it. You know, we're sitting, you're both mediators as well, or we work with clients. Often we sit in a room and watch two people and realize they may be in the moment arguing about, the Aunt Myra's dishes. But what we really know we're seeing play out is an argument that they've been having now for the 15 years of their marriage that never managed to work its way through. They fall into their known patterns of communication that doesn't work. And then become very focused on, and I think you stated this really well, Tracy, because we see it often, right? That what's really happening is you're putting maybe an offer on the table that you think is fair and they won't agree to it. Well, why won't they just be fair? They're high conflict, or they're unreasonable, or I'm doing my part, they're not. And what you're really talking about here with a coach is taking control over what you can control, which is you. In the equation. Mm-hmm. You are all you can. You are not going to, I just want him or I just want her to be fair. I just want them to agree. They should do this. It's what's best for the kids. You're not going to get to an agreement that way. That is not going to get you there. All you can do is work on how you are approaching the conversations, how you are creative problems, all the things that you just talked about. And that is, you know, I don't know if people really grasp that concept with a divorce coach. And I think that goes, I don't want to get away from our top five questions, but I think it goes to the next question is we've been talking about emotions. We've been talking about communication. We've been talking about conflict cycles. That all sounds really therapeutic, right? So we've talked about how divorce coaches are different from attorneys, but I think people even more often conflate divorce coaches and therapists. Well, I already have. I've been in therapy for years. Why do I need a divorce coach?
Yeah. I get that.
How's that one?
Yeah, good one.
Who wants to take that one?
I'll just start off, Trace. And then you can add, Deb. We love to share the same brain. So a therapist, right? Therapists are diagnostic in nature. That's their job. We do not diagnose. And a therapeutic process is very looking back, right? How did you get here? And divorce coaching, okay, right? We love to talk these three steps. Okay, so what? Now what? So divorce coaching is not spending a lot of time looking in the past. The past has already happened. We can't change that. Nothing can change how you got here. You're in a divorce process at this point in time. You've decided, or your partner has decided, I no longer want to be in this marriage and we're moving forward. Okay. So we don't spend a lot of time sitting there talking about how you got here. It's now, okay, where are you going? Where do you want to go? So divorce coaching, very different from a therapeutic process, is future focused, looking forward, and action oriented. Okay. But there is a lot of overlap. We do talk and process emotions and how they are playing in terms of your thinking process and your behaving process. Again, it goes back to that conflict. What is the conflict, right? And sometimes for clients, there is an internal conflict as well as an external conflict. And there is an exploration. But again, in coaching, the client, we believe the client holds all of the answers. It's just buried deep inside. So our exploratory process with clients is really to help them discover what their underlying interests are that are aligned with their values to where they want to go. Solution-focused, outcome-oriented, very forward-thinking. I like to tell clients all the time, if we spend all of our time looking in the rearview mirror, we're going to crash driving forward. So what do you want this to look like now? What are you willing to do? And part of that is that exploration. right? Of how their emotions and their feelings and the things that have gotten them here are here now. Okay. So what? Now what are you going to do? What are you willing to do to change the dynamics, to change that outcome for yourself that's aligned, again, with your values, best interest of self, best interest of your family, i.e. your children, right? So big, there's a big difference with some overlaps, right? We do actively engage in emotional regulation.
The other thing, if I can throw these two things, is number one, we are divorce experts. So if the struggle or the problem the client is having is divorce, again, let's pick the right subcontractor for the job. Mm-hmm. Yep. And this is a controversial opinion. So I don't know if you agree with this. I know Tracy does.
Drum roll.
When you're going through divorce, it is overwhelming. It's emotional. There's a lot of pressure to make these big decisions with big consequences. Is this really the right time to be going to therapy and unearthing all your childhood trauma and getting yourself in a state where you're more dysregulated? Mm-hmm. So I'm a fan of therapy. I go all the time. I tell Tracy we have to cut our podcasts off because I've got an appointment. Because what we do is hard work. But I would love people to work with a divorce coach, get through this event, and then go do their therapy work. Because what I worry is they're going to get more triggered and more emotional and make it even harder to get through the decision-making involved in their divorce.
Yeah, we speak to the divorce process often being as traumatizing to individuals, right? So when people talk about, you know, trauma and betrayal, a lot of people come to the divorce process carrying some of that, right? They've been betrayed and they've been traumatized in that betrayal. Well, the divorce process, unfortunately, can often be as activating of a trauma experience for individuals. So the true healing of a trauma or in that betrayal is not necessarily going to be, you know, happening during this divorce process. So agreed with Deborah, right? Supporting individuals as they're moving forward so they can get there, making those decisions, those activations, those triggers we talk about that have been showing up in that marriage, they're not going to miraculously going to go away. They're not going to go away in the divorce process. They're going to be probably more prominent. And I can pretty much guarantee you they're not going to go away in that co-parenting relationship as they're transitioning that relationship. But what can the client do? The client can learn how to recognize it, be aware of it. The first two big steps in emotional intelligence is that awareness piece and then that self-management piece to then be able to get to that place that they need to so that they can do the healing work. Right. Yeah. Instead of trying to do healing work and constantly being poked, activated, right? That wound being opened over and over again. So we're complementary to the process. We do work in this arena. And I have lots of clients who, and so does Deborah, who have come to us with both already with a therapist and started working with us as divorce coaches, who end up putting a pause on their therapeutic work while they get through this process working with us and then re-engage after they get there. So I think they're complementary to one another. I do think, again, it's sort of that order, right? Where are the priorities? This is event-based. Yes, there's lots of stuff that happened that needs healing. But a divorce is very challenging also.
On the list of stressors in life, it's number two. The only one that's higher is the death of a child, which, you know, it's above incarceration, right? It's above death of a spouse. It's, you know, a very, very difficult process. Hello, Divorce and Beyond family. I've got some exciting news because we have teamed up with Headspace to guide you toward better mental health. With Headspace's meditation, mindfulness tools, and mental health support, you're set for a journey to a happier, healthier you. And there's more because if you sign up through our exclusive link, you'll enjoy 2 weeks of Headspace membership for free. So don't miss out on this opportunity to embrace your well-being. You can check out the show notes for the link, or just go to divorcebeyond.com/headspace-Susan, and you'll be able to start your path to peace and joy today. This is just one more way that we can support you on your journey to a better beyond. Stay tuned for more from Tracy Callahan and Deborah Doak, the founders of Divorce Coaches Academy, as they answer your top five questions about divorce coaching. If you listen in, you'll find out why I say a divorce coach should be your first hire in your process.
But please ensure that when you are looking for a divorce coach, just like when you are looking for an attorney, that you are checking and verifying those credentials. Divorce coaches are recognized as alternative dispute resolution specialists by the American Bar Association. So we use coaching skills to support that process, and there is some similarities, but those are facilitative communication techniques that we use as mediators, that we use in other realms. But it's really, really important that you are getting to the right people.
If you are enjoying this episode, be sure to check out last week's show with Amy Polacco on Divorce Decoded, as she shares what you need to know to become the CEO of your divorce and why it's so important that you take charge of your process and your future.
The more streamlined, faster, and less conflict-ridden this is for your kids, they feel it. They know it, right? And so why not approach this like the biggest job and project of your life?
And now we return to today's show.
The other aspect to this is that it's curated to your own individual situation as well. If you need therapy, and that is a process that you feel, you know, that is benefiting you through this, then as you said, the two can work concurrently, or they can be sequential. And it's, and you know, that is something that it's not an either or, maybe in this particular instance too. And you know, you mentioned something, Tracy, and it goes to one of my other top asked questions that people ask is like, well, who needs a divorce coach? What makes someone a really good candidate for divorce coaching? So, you know, we've touched on it certainly here, but maybe I'd broaden it a bit to what makes someone an ideal client and what can they do to get the most benefit from divorce coaching. So maybe Deborah, you want to start and then we'll go to Tracy.
What makes someone an ideal client for a divorce coach? I think, well, you know, our favorite time to work with people is before they've talked to an attorney, before they've told their spouse, before they've anything, when it's still just a little tiny mustard seed of, should I stay or should I go?
Yeah.
Right? Because an ideal client will work with us from the start to lay the foundation to be, again, making decisions, whether that's about the professional, the process, the way they tell their spouse, all those things, making decisions that are setting them up for success.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's one aspect of an ideal client, is somebody that's at the very beginning. And again, I'll echo what you say all the time, which is really the first call should be to a coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I say it all. I should like patent that or trademark it, because I have said it so many times, but it should be
so many times.
But
something as simple as the difference between a compassionate, intentional, kind, and respectful conversation when you tell your spouse that you've made this choice to move forward and ending the marriage, as opposed to in the middle of that last fight, that's it, pack your stuff, get out, I'm done. And you're never going to see the kids, by the way. Vastly different paths they just chose to start on.
And I'm just going to jump in and expand upon your statement, Susan, as the first cause to coach. I'm going to add a credentialed, certified, professional practicing divorce coach. Okay.
Yep.
There are, because we are not a regulated profession, there are lots of individuals out there practicing without any formal training in the practice of divorce coaching. And I really want to stress this for the listeners. We want to work with you, but please ensure that when you are looking for a divorce coach, just like when you are looking for an attorney, that you are checking and verifying those credentials, because there are people who are trained as life coaches. I'm sorry, unless they have additional training, they are not divorce coaches. Divorce coaches are recognized as alternative dispute resolution specialists by the American Bar Association. We actively train and certify divorce coaches in the practice of alternative dispute resolution. So we use coaching skills to support that process. And there is some similarities, but those are facilitative communication techniques that we use as mediators, that we use in other realms, right? So we do share a lot of those same techniques, but it's really, really important that you are getting to the right people. Okay. And I hate to be on my soapbox on this, but I am. And I am known to call out many of an individual who calls themselves a divorce coach without any professional credentialing or training in the specific practice of divorce coach. And the challenge is for divorce coaching is it's a relatively young profession. Okay. Mm-hmm. It really is. And we're doing a lot of at Divorce Coaches Academy. Deborah and I spend a lot of time in advocacy. And there's advocacy on two levels, one with other professionals as well as consumers, because it is a new professional practice. Most people, when we hear them, like, I wish I knew about divorce coaching when I got divorced. Right. So it's also educating individuals as to what it is we do, which I want to send tons of appreciation your way for continuing to be on that mission with us and advocating for the practice of divorce coaching, but ensuring that that training is there, because it does make a difference. It really does.
Yeah, it really does. And another ideal client is somebody who wants to be informed, who wants to be intentional, right? Somebody who is absolutely hell-bent, I don't know if I can say that on your podcast, on emotional justice and a scorched earth policy, and is trying to hide money and trying to do false allegations of child abuse so they can get custody. Like, that's not an ideal client. An ideal client is somebody who wants to be the CEO of their own process.
Yep.
Who wants to be, they don't even have to want to be collaborative, but they have to want to be intentional and informed and strategic. That is a person who would be a really great fit for a coach.
The person who is learning as they go. We get lots of clients who are in the midst of a high litigative process who are saying, stop, stop, stop. I can't do this anymore. One, I can't afford these legal bills. Two, it is destroying this relationship with this party that I am now going to have to engage in co-parenting with, or parallel parenting, or whatever the hell they're going to do. Right. So we also have a lot of clients who come to us who are looking to walk it back. Help me de-escalate. Help me change the trajectory of where I'm going right now, because I see they didn't see it at first, right? So I'd love to get that client right off the bat so we can explore these outcome processes right away and set tone. But there's also those clients who don't know, who are highly emotionally engaged, high escalating conflict as they're coming into this process, hire that shark, that bulldog, that whoever is going to, who's going to, quote, I'm doing air quotes, protect them legally, right, so they could get what's fair, and then realize this is not at all what they wanted, what they expected, what they hoped for. So we also then are working with clients and sort of developing those skills and mindsets and strategies to be able to change the outcome for them, because they don't like where it's going.
Yeah. And it's right. So important. I think that's critical what you've just said there, because how often do we hear from people who have realized the trajectory of their divorce is not at all going where they wanted it to go? And they think that it's too late to make a change. And so there's power in divorce coaching in because it helps you change your approach, which we've talked about already in this episode, can then be very transformational for the entire process. And I do want to build on something, Tracy, that you said, because my listeners know that this year I'll be taking over as the chair of the American Bar Association's section of dispute resolution, which is exactly the section that passed the resolution that recognized divorce coaching as an alternative dispute resolution format. I just want people to understand what that means is that, you know, mediators are alternative dispute resolution professionals. Arbitrators are alternative dispute resolution professionals. Ombudsmen are ADR professionals. There's conflict resolution experts are, I mean, we have a myriad of professionals who are recognized within this particular industry, this niche of dispute resolution. Divorce coaches are right there in the same line with everybody. We are all part of the same profession. We are coming at it from different approaches and different ways of working with people. But everyone is a part of that same very important approach that is the reason it's called alternative dispute resolution, which has never been my favorite term for it. I think it should be primary dispute resolution, but first approach, because it's the opposite of litigation. It is the we're not approaching it. It is the American Bar Association, right? It's the lawyer association, but it is we're approaching it from the non-litigation avenues, and that's what it is. And I also want to just point out for everyone out there, I think you ladies are both members of the section. We are the only section in the American Bar Association that has members who are not lawyers. We recognize that alternative dispute resolution is supported and we have colleagues from across disciplines. And so that's why I'm so passionate about this section, enough that I'm basically taking on a second job of running it next year.
Well, and you mentioned, right? You mentioned that 97% of these cases get resolved without going to litigation. Correct. So they are.
We are primary dispute resolution.
Exactly. We are primary, right? 3 to 5% or 3% of cases actually go. It's not uncommon to meet with a client who says, well, what do you think the judge would do?
Who cares?
You know, and my first thought is you're not going to see a judge. Yeah.
And second of all, it's very, very unlikely that it will be something that you wanted. That's what I can tell you.
Right. Very often clients are struggling with what we call the BOBO buffet, right? The best of bad options.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They stroll up to the buffet of all the choices that are available in this settlement. They don't like any of them.
You're going to get a plate full of them.
You're going to get a plate full of them. But here's the difference between ADR and litigation. ADR, at least you get to look at the buffet and you get to choose what you're going to put on your plate. Litigation is somebody you've never met is going to come in and choose for you. If you hate lobster, you could get lobster. You could get the one thing that you hate. Mm-hmm. So that's the beauty of ADR you're at the BOBO buffet, but at least you get to fill your own plate.
Well, I like the BOBO buffet. So one of the things that we've actually covered, although I didn't like specifically ask all five questions, there's so much information that we've managed to get across in just a few 30 short minutes here. I want to, first of all, let me just say to you listeners, I think that shows you that how much you just learned in 30 minutes with these two ladies, just how much benefit there is in what a divorce coach can do, because at their core, they are also educating you and they are also supporting you with the education that you need. But you two have an exciting event coming up that will go further to educate people. And I want to make sure, I don't want to leave this episode without us talking about it. So tell us about your upcoming summit.
Oh, we are so excited. You can mark your calendar, April 22nd through the 26th. 5 straight days, 27 speakers, all free. 27 credentialed, certified divorce coaches are going to talk to you about preparing for divorce in your support team, parenting plans, custody and co-parenting, legal and financial decision making, conflict and safety, emotional wellness, and recovery and designing your new life.
First ever. We're going on the books. This first ever virtual summit with just all professional practicing credentialed divorce coaches assisting and helping people understand information that they need. We want consumers to be informed. You do a great job on this podcast. Yeah. Our virtual summit is our effort to continue to support individuals in accessing information that they need to change the outcome for them and their families.
Yeah. And just like, you know, choosing the right attorney, choosing the right guy to put in your backsplash, choosing the right electrician is important. This is your opportunity too, to see 27 different coaches. And who might you vibe with? You know, it's a big investment to invest in working with the coach. So here's a way to check out for free. Do I like their approach? Do I like what they're talking about? Also, there's tons of giveaways and prizes and free downloads and all the things.
Well, we have to say the title, right? Because I think the title says everything.
It's the Save Your Sanity Divorce Summit.
There you go.
So again, it's divorce doesn't have to wreck your mental health. And that's what these coaches want to come to. But one of the prizes that attendees can win is 3 months free membership to our brand new group coaching. So we also are offering some group coaching, which is a great lower cost way to still get that expertise from a divorce coach. So you can win 3 months free of group coaching.
I mean, if you wanted the top 5 questions about divorce coaching answered, we just did that. Imagine how much more information you're going to be able to get from 27.
Tracy and I plus 25 of our BFFs.
Come on, ladies and gentlemen. This is amazing. And I'm so delighted that you are doing something like this, because there's really, as you said, no one's ever done this before, and there's really no better way. We could think about how much time we'd spend on this podcast. We would have to talk from now until tomorrow morning to cover as much information as you're going to be able to get to people, which is all just, I mean, the support and the care and the value that divorce coaches bring to this process. So I encourage everybody out there to access the summit. How will they do that?
They can find it right at our website, divorcecoachesacademy.com.
Yeah. And you guys can sign up. Just go there.
You can sign
free
up.
Free admission, everyone.
Yeah.
Free. Hello. Free. Yeah.
Free. Plus prizes.
Plus prizes.
So you can go to divorcecoachesacademy.com. You can find out all about our programs. You can learn about the summit. You can find a divorce coach. We have a locator on there. And you can see what's going on with group coaching as well. Yeah.
And if you are a professional out there, as was mentioned, I just want you to know, I get, you know, as a trainer myself and with Moss and Guthrie Academy, we get people all the time who are asking, where should I go to get divorce coaching training so I can be certified? I only send people to Divorce Coaches Academy. I send them to Tracy and Deborah. I trust in their program. I trust that the training that they are giving their cohorts is what people need to have to be, as Tracy said earlier, a trusted resource. You know, I'm always talking about, you can find a lot of information out there, guys. Make sure you're getting it from trusted resources, people who know what they're doing. That's one of the reasons why I, you know, do a podcast, is I want to share at least my 30 some odd years of legal advice and insights. But that's why I bring you other experts. Trust me, none of my experts are going to be someone you can't trust. I bring you people you can listen to. And so if you're a professional out there, you want to become a divorce coach or just want to dip your toe or find out what divorce coaches do, consider taking their training. It's amazing. It's transformational.
Actually, the next cohort of that ADR certified divorce coach training starts the week of April 15th. So if you're a professional and you're listening and you're thinking, I wonder what this would be all about, please go on the website, schedule time with us to chat, because the next training is starting soon.
Well, ladies, I so appreciate your coming here to answer these top 5 questions that my listeners have had. I know they appreciate it, being able to get those answers all in one place, plus a lot more. I think you all, again, will see the value of the great wealth of knowledge and experience and support that a great divorce coach can bring. So get your Divorce Coaches Academy trained and certified mediator. sign up for the summit at divorcecoachesacademy.com. And thank you both so much again for joining us.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you for joining me today on the Divorce and Beyond podcast. I hope you found some information and inspiration to help you on this journey. Please join me every Monday at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for a new episode. And if you like the show, please take the time to subscribe and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. You can also find more information on the website at divorceandbeyondpod.com, where you'll find links to the YouTube channel, transcripts of the episodes, and other bonus content. So I'll see you next week to help you move through your divorce and beyond.